with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Dimitri Douglas made an immediate impact, scoring just seconds after entering the match to secure a 1-0 victory for the Cayman Islands national men's football team over the British Virgin Islands. This crucial win came in Cayman's penultimate CONCACAF Nations League group match on Saturday at Warner Park. Douglas entered the game in the 69th minute with the score tied at nil all, just as Cayman was setting up for a corner kick.
To be honest, I feel nice though. It means a lot to me to just come on and score in the first touch of the game. So I can't really say much about it, but it feels nice though. Obviously, I came on as a sub, and right as I was coming on, we were doing a corner, and I was on the goalkeeper, and kind of whipped it to the penalty spot. So I just decided to just go and just sell myself and just get it. So yeah, headed it into the far post, bottom corner, and it scored.
His goal ignited a Cayman offense that had dominated statistically, but struggled to find the net. Cayman ended the match with a 5-0 advantage in shots on goal and outshot BVI 15-2 overall, also earning 10 corner kicks to BVI's 2. Head coach Joey Upchung.
Dimitri is a player who is already a long time training with us, but he has never got the chance to perform in a Nations League match or a World Cup qualification match. And I must say, he really improved. I kept my confidence in him. And this was the moment. I took him by his head, I looked him in the eyes, and I said, the only thing you're gonna do is score. You go in, and nothing else, you're gonna score. Because that's what your task is now. Because we need the 3 points, and this is how you're gonna get your chance and take your chance. That's what he did.
Goalkeeper Lakeland Lambert recorded his 3rd clean sheet in the last 5 matches, with Cayman's defense ensuring he had a relatively quiet day. This victory keeps Cayman in 2nd place in Group C of League C in the CONCACAF Nations League. The team can advance to the play-in stage by either winning Group C or finishing as the best 2nd place team across 3 groups. Cayman's final group stage match is set for 2:30 p.m. Cayman time tomorrow against St. Kitts and Nevis, who previously defeated Cayman 4-1. Several scenarios could see Cayman advance to the next round, including a win or draw against St. Kitts and Nevis, or depending on the outcomes of other group matches. In other local sports, several of Cayman's cyclists hit the road over the weekend for the Cayman Cycling Cup. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the details.
The 2024 edition of the Cayman Cup lived up to the hype, and with the race, it saw the largest field ever for the 38-mile event. The competition was, quote, fierce from start to finish. Early on, 2 breakaways shook up the race, but it was the final sprint that had everyone on their feet. In the finish, Igor Malgahas took the surprise victory, outpacing his breakaway companions in the last few meters. He was followed closely by Jeremy Solomon in 2nd place and Jero Ameline in 3rd. Congratulations to all the top finishers and everyone who competed in the race.
And the United Churches in the Cayman Islands gathered over the weekend for an exciting 3x3 basketball competition. 4 churches from West Bay to East End competed at the Sir Vassal Johnson Hall, vying for basketball supremacy. The event was organized by Jusanne Hamilton Lewis, the youth minister of John Gray Memorial Church.
So we saw the importance of the children right across the churches in the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands in the region of Cayman to come together so that they can not only get used to each other and familiarize themselves with each other, but to also build somewhat of a bond across churches so that we are better able to have cross-church activities. Okay. We are hoping that through this we can have a little bit more interaction with them, and it would encourage other young people to start coming to the different youth groups as well.
All right, awesome. This was the first time you've done something like this then?
This is our first time hosting from John Gray Memorial Church. Okay. We did have a sport event, I believe it was either earlier this year or sometime last year, that Savannah did. Okay. But it was surrounded a lot more activities, but we just wanted to focus on basketball tonight.
Okay, so does that mean that there will be other sports you'll be focusing on as well to build camaraderie?
Hopefully, yes. We have a couple more activities that we have planned for the rest of the year. For example, we have a cultural event that we are putting together so to further expose the children to the culture of Cayman Islands so they themselves too can keep that going. And I believe that's in November, late November, I believe. I don't remember the exact day right now.
All right. So based on what you saw here tonight, what did you think of the turnout? What did you think of participation and how the games went?
Wonderful. In the past, because there has been conflicts among the children based on schools, mm-hmm. and a lot of our children goes to these different high schools, which I think for some reason breed the conflict. So seeing the difference in how the coming together is tonight, it shows how much it is we have been successful mm-hmm. in helping them to get familiar with each other and to grow closer to each other. So I would say that tonight is a success. Praise be to God. Mm-hmm. And we just look forward to having more wonderful events like these.
Teams from John Gray Memorial, Savannah United, East End United, and Emsley Memorial Church showcased their skills on Friday night at the UCCI gym. Savannah United emerged victorious, with 13-year-old Jaden Cook being named the tournament's MVP.
All right, tell me how you felt out there today.
I felt good, but there were some minor mistakes that I made. Sometimes, some occasions, I actually should have passed the ball.
You look like you play ball, though. Do you play ball?
Yes, ma'am.
Who do you play for?
Silver Knights.
Silver Knights. Who's that? Who's your coach?
Coach Red.
Coach Red?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, tell me, what did you think of what the churches have done here today, getting everybody together and playing sport and basketball?
I think it's a good way of fellowship and learning, having fun, praising the Lord at the same time.
The event was a fantastic display of community spirit and youth talent. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.